Praise be Jesus and Mary. Be perfect just as your Heavenly Father is perfect. These words of Jesus that concluded today's gospel passage should reawaken within us the desire that he's placed in our hearts, our desire for perfection, for holiness, for moral and spiritual excellence, to be like our Heavenly Father, perfect. And these words were addressed to all those present listening to our Lord then, but he also addressed these words to all of his followers of all times and ages, to us as well. They are addressed to everyone. Perfection, holiness, it's not something that God reserves for the few or intends only for the elite, but for every single person he's created, made in his image and likeness, made for that sole purpose, as the Baltimore Catechism reminds us, of knowing, loving, and serving God in this life in order to be happy with him forever in the next life, to enjoy his presence in heaven forever, to love him forever in heaven. That is our sole purpose in life, and only those who are holy, are admitted into heaven. So God's call to holiness, is addressed to each and every one of us. And the church refers to this call in more recent times as the universal call to holiness. Everyone is called, to perfection. Lent's a very good time for us to examine ourselves on whether we've been faithful to this divine call, this fundamental vocation that we've received, striving for perfection, for holiness of life. And it's a good time, too, to remind ourselves of what holiness really consists of, what the essence of it is versus what it's not and oftentimes mistaken for. Holiness is basically the perfection of charity, the greatest of virtues, Christian virtues. It's not about necessarily doing so many things, even good and holy things, but about loving much, loving as God loves. It's about fulfilling the twofold commandment of love that, Jesus extends to all of us, to love God with all one's heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love our neighbors ourselves for the love of God. To love as Jesus loves, as he gives us the example, throughout his life, and especially in his passion and death, loving us even unto a sacrifice, unto the cross, and then now loving us even in the Blessed Sacrament, that sacrament of charity, giving himself to us selflessly, every time we receive him in Holy Communion at Holy Mass. So holiness is essentially about this, about living the life of charity to its perfection. It's such an important thing to keep before our minds, the true nature of charity, given that this word, especially love, is so so often abused, as in today's world. That word is just utterly abused, and mistaken for emotions, feelings, passions, what I want to do in life, what fulfills me, even though that might contradict completely God's will. And usually there is no reference to God whatsoever, and those who wish to love in a way that is immoral and contradicts the commandments. And so we have to know what true love and charity is, live that out, and show others, and help them to live it rightly. Lent helps us to live the life of charity, of love, above all for God. And that whenever we make sacrifices or engage in fasting, even a little bit, offer up any other sacrifices, alms and so forth, we are saying that basically to God, I love you more than these things, more than food, more than the created things of this world, all the comforts the world can offer me. I love you more than all these things. And we correct our disordered love for these things when we engage in these good holy practices during Lent, and which we can carry out, of course, permanently, so that we might just keep growing in virtue, in charity, in holiness. So during this Lenten season, brief as it always is, we need to ask the Lord to grant us the graces he wants to give to us. And there are many graces held in store for us during this Lent. Graces, that will help us to progress along the path of Christian charity, holiness of life. But we have to desire these graces, desire holiness. We have to really will it, and to do that, will it every day, renew that desire, renew that that request, that asking for the graces we need, and God's grace will not be lacking to us, especially if we ask for it humbly, confidently, and perseveringly. But the question is, will our correspondence to God's grace be lacking or not? Praise be Jesus and Mary.
Fructum ventris tui.